Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Let's see. It's Tuesday. So that means Chris Herndon straight up at 10 o'clock and Fish on Friday on Tuesday. Our man in Washington, D.C., although he's still up north somewhere. But he'll be joining us, hopefully, in the second hour as scheduled. Fish on Friday, on Tuesday. In the first hour, it is us. So, Jeffrey, let's get right to it. Way back when, the Memphis Grizzlies, as you will recall, this was during the short David Fizdale era. They were robbed. They were robbed. The officials robbed them during a playoff game on the road at San Antonio. And after that game, David Fizdale said the famous words. No, he did. Exactly. We time to resurrect it, Jeffrey, because Brent Rooker last night rooked. They're not going to rook us. And yet they did it again.
I will say it's the best way to lose. You know what I mean?
That's an interesting thing.
Because he was in the Matrix dodging bullets for like the last four rounds because the math was really not adding up. Going first in the home run derby, I know he technically went second, but going first or second is tough because you have no idea what the pace is going to be. Like he beat the guy that was in front of him, but you have no idea what the pace is going to be. Now you get to be a victim the rest of your career.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's the best way to lose.
Okay, well, first, big picture. Putting aside, if we ever will be able to.
It's going to be tough.
I mean, this is home run throwback stuff. Clearly was a forward pass, and I'm never getting over it, right? This is Brett Hall skating the screech.
In the crease
stuff. You all may not be as fixated on that one as I am.
Saber Street.
But I'm not going to forget it. And now Brent Rooker is rooked. But we're going to put aside that for a moment. We got the All-Star game tonight. Obviously, that's at 7 p.m. Brent Rooker will be in that. Also, Hunter Goodman from the University of Memphis will be in that. But apart, you know, it's the old Mrs. Lincoln. Apart from that, how was the play? Apart from the rooking, Jeffrey, what did you think of the home run derby?
I thought it was pretty fun.
It's still a winner. Like, it is still a, like, the NFL keeps doing tic-tac-toe with kickers and stuff that no one cares about. The dunk contest, like, whatever, in the end, a G Leaguer wins it every year, right?
Yeah, usually it's someone that's not even NBA.
Let's be clear. It drags, particularly the first round. Just takes too long.
Yeah.
The damn thing takes too long.
They have sped it up.
They've done a lot to speed it up with the clock and the pitching and everything else, but it still drags a little. but it is electric to watch a man hit balls over the fence.
Well, I mean, especially when you have the guys that are hitting him like 513 feet or 515. I mean,
Neil Cruz, like that dude. Now, he's not great as a baseball player. Not great. He's good.
Yeah.
But he's always been this, like, unbelievable package. He was a 6'7 shortstop before they moved him.
Jeff, they refer to it as toolsy.
He is unbelievably toolsy. Like, he's terrifying. I saw there were major leaguers who were tweeting last night. Yes, by the way, it is terrifying when he comes to bat and you're standing on first base, right?
So oh, for sure.
I can only imagine. I think it's if right now, when he broke the new record for hardest hit baseball ever, yep. He was breaking his own record. And
correct.
I think if you look at exit velocity, 6 of the top 10 now, O'Neill Cruz, and he got a hold of one and hit it 513 feet. Last night, which is the longest ever in Truist Park history. And if you throw out Coors Field, right? If you throw out Coors Field, home run derby contest, right?
Yeah.
Or before they started having
the stat and info
it's
here at the track.
Tied with Aaron Judge for the longest ever. So that was, I mean, watching him just murder baseballs, there is just something compelling.
There's a different sound.
Oh, it's just the best. And honestly, the kids out there robbing them of the home runs, I like that too.
I also think we have done a much better job selecting, because it used to be, and I'm sure it was kind of a liability, like there was, if a ball was in the air, there was a 1 in 10 chance that it got caught. Now these guys are making plays.
Well, so
even robbing home runs.
It is an interesting question. So last night, Caminero hit one over the fence, and a 17-year-old named Sam Musterer. Now, mind you, he was there because his dad, I think, scores for the Braves. Like, you got to have an in. Like, everything
sure.
in life, people complain about Bronny. Sam Musterer was in the outfield last night because his dad does some whatever. So, it's how the world works. But he can, like, he went up and he
made a play.
He made a play. Here's the thing. What's your opinion on this? They still counted it as a home run. If you get robbed, don't you get robbed? Isn't part of the deal? I mean, the video game, you know, if it's one of the things you have to deal with.
So personally, I think you should be able to rob home runs.
You should be able to rob.
I think that adds
a whole new dimension.
A phenomenal element. It's more interesting. They had mentioned earlier in the broadcast, there was one, it was actually like warning track power, and Ravitch was like, they better not rob it. It's going to count still. It's going to count still. So it was predetermined that what the rule was.
Oh, no. Unlike the rooking situation,
yeah.
We did know what the rule was.
Correct.
But shouldn't the rule be the opposite?
No, I think
if a 17-year-old can go up there and rob you of a home run,
I think that should be part of it.
You don't get that one.
Yeah. I'm in.
Now, Caminero didn't win anyway. Ball don't lie.
Yeah.
So there you go. I found it gripping. I still found it to be absolutely gripping. And if you put aside, again, the rooking.
Literally.
The big dumper winning was perfect, right?
Well, some were wondering if it was preordained.
Well, okay.
The big dumper's taking over baseball right now.
We will get to the rooking again. In the end, he did hit more home runs than at least everyone else that he went up against. There was no fix in there. His dad dribbled him with a pitch.
Yeah.
But it was perfect.
Setting the tone.
His brother catching, his dad pitching, and
his brother was an elite hype man.
And his brother was an elite hype man. And when he's taken over Major League Baseball, 38 home runs, you know, by the All-Star break. And so first catcher to win home run derby, first switch hitter to win home run derby. It's a great story for baseball. It just is. Baseball, we don't talk a lot about baseball. It's a great story for baseball. So I thought all of that was great, but let's get back to the rooking. Brent Rooker, 17 home runs, goes second, okay? And honestly, at one point, like Matt Olson was the last one up,
yep.
right, to go, and it felt like he was going to –
that's what I'm saying. I felt like Brent was dodging bullets
that's
for like the
say,
last
– right.
Like,
I thought he was going to knock – because Cal Raleigh and Brent Rooker were tied at 17, and it felt like Matt Olson was going to knock him out, right?
Yeah.
Was going to take the last spot, and he just didn't deliver. And so then you're like, okay, well, they're tied at 17. What do? We look at who hit the and this we knew this, that the tiebreaker in the first round was who hit the longest home run. And there it was 470. They reach at 470 feet. And then there was a pause. They even did an interview with Cal Raleigh that I heard subsequently where he sounded like he lost. It was over. Hey, it was a lot of fun. And then they find out or discover that or announce that Cal Raleigh's longest home run went 470.61 and Brent Rooker's went 470.53. So less than an inch. Less than an inch. And Brent Rooker's night was done.
Yeah, so it was one of those ones where I didn't have the sound on at this point. We were putting Josephine to bed. And when I saw that they finished with the same home runs, like, okay, well, it's a swing off. And so
you would think that's what you would do.
But then, like, I get back upstairs and I sit down and I was like, where's my swing off? Because I didn't have the sound. Right. They weren't announcing how.
I would say Brent Rooker would echo that sentiment. Where's my. In fact, so first of all, well, let's hear from. This is what Brent Rooker said afterwards.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So there you go. Yes or no? Salty, not salty?
I'd say he wasn't salty. I mean, like,
he's a little salty. Yeah, well, just a little bit. At least a little salty. He put a little salt on there. Would have been nice to know.
I think
know.
He was just presenting information.
Would have been. I. By the way, I agree with him.
I think he was simply presenting the information and the facts as he saw it.
I don't disagree with his point at all, and I think he had a right to be salty, but he was 100% salty.
Was he salty or was he telling the truth?
He was telling the truth in a in a slightly way that suggested he was irritated.
Again, all I heard was telling the truth.
I did too. I also heard truth telling. Mm-hmm. It would have been nice to know in advance that they... Well, first of all, okay, there's a couple things here. One is, because the ultimate conspiracy theory would be this, that they got no idea. They know 471. But they don't know it down to the decimal point. And so they said, who's the bigger name here? And they made it up. And they made it up. These decimal points that they gave us, they made up because they wanted Cal Raleigh to advance. That is the ultimate conspiracy theory. And I do not believe that.
I'm with you on that. I don't think you could fake the graphic. I don't think you could do all that in real time fast enough to rig it.
And then is it or is it not accurate enough to accurately produce those numbers? I, of course, do not know the answer to that. But those I believe, and maybe I'm too gullible, I believe those were the numbers that it spit out. And if you're trying to defend their decision, and they told you in advance that the longest one wins, and so they never imagined it would come down to a decimal point. That's why they don't release it to a decimal point. But in the end, they just applied the rules, and the rules are the rules.
Yeah, I am not as clear on the accuracy. Like, I don't know what the plus-minus margin is, but I think that they just sat there and said, well, this kind of sucks, but the rule is...
The rule is... I think...
And
I
with
think
everyone... Everyone has spent so much time complaining about how long the first round is.
I think they did it with... I actually do believe... that it kind of stinks that in this situation you should maybe have a new rule with if the longest home runs tied will, because we don't really trust the accuracy down to a decimal point, in that limited circumstance we'll have a swing off. I do believe that they probably acted with integrity. And I further believe, his second complaint was they tell you can take two, but they only give you 40 balls. So if you take two, you're down to 38.
So you have... Even though there's like, what was it? I think it was 3 minutes in the first round. What was the time limit? There's a time limit, but within that.
I think it was 3 minutes.
It's like 3 minutes or 37 balls, 38 balls, whatever comes first. And so he took two pitches and they send the bucket out with a limited number, like to match up so that somebody's not getting more pitches. So he took two and I guess they didn't replace them.
I do think your theory that in the end, listen, what was his contract?
$50 million, I think.
Yeah.
It's the year of Brent Rooker.
I think we won't weep for him, even though he is our champion, and we will, just for fun, hold a grudge forever. I do.
5 years, 60.
I do believe that he'll be fine, and I do think... Is it the best way to lose or is it the worst way to lose, Jeffrey?
In a home run derby, this is the best way to lose because you get to always say, we're screwed. You know, I got screwed. I got screwed.
I could have been, yeah.
But a championship wasn't on the line.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. All right. Enough of that. It was fun. It was nice to have a Memphian in it and a Memphian at the center of it. And so that was a blast. We got the All-Star game tonight. And there, another controversy, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
The Miz,
yeah,
Jacob Mazurowski, who throws 103, baby, he throws heat. And so after five starts, is has been chosen as an all-star replacement. Do you object or do you not object?
So I think the other aspect of this is there's some rule that if you're going to be the injury replacement, you can't have pitched on Sunday.
Oh, no, there's no question. They offered this. Well, they also offered it to
Suarez, yeah, the Phillies guy.
The Phillies pitcher.
Yeah.
And you can be the injury. Here's the interesting thing. They said you can be the injury replacement if you agree to be available for an inning.
Right.
Right? And he did not agree to be available for an inning, and so they said, well, then we're not bringing you. Okay?
Correct.
He very clearly is a more deserving pitcher for what he has done this year. But the Phillies' argument is that this is an all-star. Like, things like at the end of your career, three-time all-star, four-time all-star, yeah, bonuses depend on it, whatever else. What you should do in that circumstance is let him be an all-star and then replace him too, you know, or something like that. Offer him an all-star spot, make him an all-star, or it shouldn't depend on whether you're willing to put your health at risk and be available for an inning. And then the larger question is it a joke to have a guy who has made five starts, 25 innings, is it a joke to have him be an all-star?
I'm going to go with no, it's not a joke, because he has been a story.
He's a story, now, but I would argue, he's not an all-star.
See, I would argue the bigger issue is the way that people manipulate the rules of bringing up young pitchers. The reason why he's only made this many starts is because they wanted to keep his clock.
That's fine.
But, like, so to me, like, that's a...
The question is an all-star game a TV show and there because it's what we want to watch? I want to watch him throw 103. He's going to pitch tonight. I want to watch him throw 103.
Yeah, I can stop you. Yes, when you said, is it a TV show? Yes.
Or is it an honor that is earned and should be...
It's a TV show.
Well, then there's the answer.
Because, like, in the end, think about...
Now, Paul Skeens was 11 starts, 66 innings. But still, not an all-star.
We didn't
care. People wanted to see him.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Like, by the way, they should put this guy in. Let everybody see him.
Oh, they're
He's
going
awesome.
To put him in. Yes, they're going to put him in. My understanding of the fifth or sixth inning is the likelihood. So we'll get to see the Miz. And in the end, I think they're treating it. Here's the truth.
I think Suarez is also salty that he didn't get picked earlier.
The fact that Suarez declined to pitch in it suggests that he didn't think it's much of anything other than a TV show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Correct. Like,
it's
how important is it to you?
Why would I make myself available to pitch an inning? It's just a TV show. Well, if it's just a TV show, that goes with the argument. Then fine, we can have a guy in there who's going to throw a heater, you know, that's going to make people want to watch.
They presented him the chance to do it, and he said, no, thank you.
That was the other controversy of the day. We did have news. We had all kinds of local news yesterday. How about this? Drew Hill on his birthday. This is good work on your birthday, Jeffrey. You know, some days on your birthday you think, I'm just going to kick back and do nothing.
Just an off day.
Drew Hill on his birthday broke the news that Ryan Saunders is the new assistant coach, under Tuomas Isolo. He, of course, was... Formerly, he's Flip Saunders' son. You recall Flip Saunders, don't you? Long time coach.
But he's not Flip's son.
Isn't he Flip's son?
Yeah, but okay. I couldn't remember. If he's the one that coached the Wolves for like...
He coached the Wolves. He was the head coach of the Wolves. And is he not his son?
I think you're right. It is.
He's the head coach of the Wolves.
I don't know why I thought Flip's other son would have...
And then he went to be the assistant of the NBA champion Denver Nuggets. I don't know what the connection is between Isolo and Ryan Saunders, but... Does that seem like a perfectly worthy selection to be
absolutely.
An assistant? Yeah. So we got that news yesterday.
Ryan played at Minnesota.
Played at Minnesota. Yep.
Under Tubby.
There you go. Playing under Tubby. Tubby ball.
Yeah.
Other Grizzlies news that we'll get into. Anyway, we'll talk about all of this with Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Other news that we'll get into. They announced that... We've talked about this extensively now with Chris, how things would have to go, that they would have to announce the buyout to Cole Anthony, and then you could get Jaren's contract, and then you could get everything else. So now we've started to get everything else. Originally, Cam Spencer's deal was said to be 2 years, $4.5 million, 2 years, $4.5 million. And that was because, I think this is right, and we'll confirm it with Chris. The minimum, typically players in this situation, they've offered longer than 2 years because they want to lock him up.
Right.
Want to take the advantage of that. You're saying we believe in this player. And so, and he's cheap at this point. So let's go as long as we can. But when they didn't have any cap space, they offered him the minimum, and the minimum can only be 2 years. What happened is, my understanding is what happened is that in the course of doing all the things they did, they freed up additional money. So now it's 4 years, $10.5 million, the first 3 years guaranteed. Is Cam Spencer a dog? And do you think Cam
Spencer... No, he's a damn grizzly bear.
Is he going to become... Who on this team is going to come beyond Ja, Jaren, yeah, you know, whatever. Beyond Ja, Jaren, who's going to be the most popular Grizzly at the end of the year?
I'd like to see some odds on Cedric Coward.
If he's good.
That's what I'm saying.
So who are the candidates to be the most popular Grizzly at the end of the year? Okay. This is amongst Grizzly fans.
Yeah.
I would say Jalen Wells.
Yep.
Is certainly a candidate.
Yep.
He's going to be in the starting rotation. He's going to be a starter.
Yep.
Right. KCP.
Yep.
Is certainly a candidate.
He's
a leader. Yep. He plays guards. If he regains
his
shooting
touch. If you
feel
like he's added, like value added. Yeah.
Yep.
100%.
Supposed to be just a gold plated guy, you know, whatever. Zach Edey.
I think he's got a chance, especially
if he comes back and is the Zach
and, looks
and also bullies people,
yeah,
like doesn't
saying.
Back down from people, gets in another
yep.
thing with Draymond Green and starts to convert around the rim.
Yep.
I think Zach Edey could easily be.
And especially like if they don't get off to a hot start and then Zach comes back and they play well, that will add to the legend.
Ty Jerome, a little bit of the. A little bit of the you know, the shooting stuff. Like if he's lighting it up from three, he's a feisty guy. Plays with energy, enthusiasm. Ty Jerome, could you see him being the?
I'm not sure he's gonna play enough. Like he's obviously going to have a role, but to me, it's gonna be very similar to like Tyus. Tyus was popular, but Tyus
but
was never like
the he was,
right.
He wasn't the
everybody
next
liked
on the
Tyus.
List.
You know what I mean?
Well, and that would make. So Cam Spencer couldn't be like the third most popular, but could it be a cult popular guy?
I mean,
if he's
talking trash to Durant again, yeah.
And he's light and he's getting a regular role, yeah. regular minutes, and lighting it up from three.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a little bit of a cult favorite. And interesting, by the way, there's a guy who went from Loyola to Rutgers to UConn, to the Grizzlies. People talk all the time, and I do believe this, that generally jumping from college to college to college to college for your college career is not the way I would have wanted to go to college, and I don't necessarily think it's good for everybody. It's certainly good for some people, though. Like
With making blanket statements.
Yeah. I mean, he worked it beautifully, right?
I think it also, you know,
G.G. Jackson?
He changed sports, too.
G.G. Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, Gigi's...
Vince?
I still think that, like, if we're talking the third most popular...
If Cedric Coward is what he's... If he
is what they
what
hope him
they
to be...
they hope him to be, he will be the next most popular, the third most popular Grizzly.
Yes.
But I think...
But you are banking on that
I think
as a rookie.
I think my other prediction, though, if I could pick two players... And I'm going to say at the end of this year, the most popular Grizzly is going to be one of these two players. The two players that I would pick would be Coward and Edey.
I don't hate your Wells thought because I think it's obvious.
I don't think Wells. I think Wells is not flashy enough to be that popular. I think it's going to be Edey or Coward. Coward or Edey. Edey is, if he's the Edey that he was at the end of the year and better, he's more interesting than Jalen Wells.
Yeah, the only hesitation I have on Edey is I thought Edey was good at the end of the year, and you still saw all the
ugly stuff.
Yeah.
The bad plays are loud. That's definitely
but
true.
But just on, I'm talking more of the fan reaction.
I'm going to say, so it's the old, people tend to hate big guys.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
they think they
sort of clumsy big guys.
Well, in our head, the only reason they're good at basketball is because they're tall.
Because they're big.
Yeah.
He was pretty popular at Purdue.
Yeah.
I think those are going to be my next two. Anyway, Cam Spencer, 4 years.
I think what's going to help Zach is the amount of time we're going to see without him. When he gets back into the lineup, you're going to realize, like, oh, yeah.
Missed him.
Yeah.
Santi's not tough enough
to be the. He's European. Come on.
What?
It's like, pal. Yeah, soft Europeans.
No,
he's just tall.
I think you're right. He's really good at basketball,
yeah.
People don't particularly appreciate that. So I'm not going to put him on my list. Anyway, that news, the Ty Jerome news, came out. That's now official. And by the way, Santi got hitched.
Yeah, congratulations.
And so that was nice as well. And then we had Penny Hardaway news. We're kind of reaching now. This is July, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen Kelly replaces Jordan Verholtz on the staff as director of basketball ops. Newsy because Kristen Kelly is a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not. It's funny. What is on someone's basketball staff? Because there was another woman, Karen Del Carpio, I think was her name. She was an assistant, not an assistant coach. She was an assistant, quote unquote, right? But she was on the staff. So Kristen Kelly is said to be the second woman who has served on Penny's staff. She had been at Memphis before she was in compliance. And she'd actually started her career, I think, at St. Louis in compliance. She came to Memphis, worked in compliance. She ended up going to San Jose State. And then she most recently was at Southern Illinois. She was associate AD for compliance and NIL. But let's be honest. Running a basketball program, running a football program, I can't imagine everything that goes into that, right? A college football program, that is a big-ass business. All the 100 players you're keeping track of, and NIL and compliance and academics and everything else just would seem to be an insanely complicated job. But running a basketball program, not easy either. And I think so much of this is just having effective people, right? Effective people, whether they're men or women, incredibly effective, organized, dynamic people. And let's hope that that's what Kristen is.
You're running a big business.
You are running a big business. So there you go. All right. SEC Media Days continue. We got more to get into. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Fish on Friday. On Tuesday after that, it is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union is the place to check out. Claire was thinking about getting a property for her kids. And so she called over there. So this is the point is, put my money where my mouth is or my mouth where my money is. Cause Claire called over there just the last week to think about getting a mortgage going. And that's the point, whether it's a car loan, whether it's a mortgage, whether you're just want to set up a new account, you're sick of your bank nickel and diming you, Leaders Credit Union is the place to go. The service is great. They're just incredibly responsive, folks. The technology is unbelievable. The app, just try it and you will see. And the rates, because it's a credit union, they don't have to, you know, there's no dividend to pay out to stockholders or anything else. They put everything back into better rates. Again, better rates, better service, better technology. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com/ESPN. Let's do it, Jeffrey. Let's do take five.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer
which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeffrey, are the two teams that will meet in the SEC championship, are they both represented today at SEC Media Days? And I will remind you, it's Tennessee, Georgia, Auburn, and Texas.
I'm going to say yes.
Isn't the safer no? Like, because it's sort of, it's not the field, but what you're basically saying there, it's going to be Georgia and Texas, right?
Correct.
And that means you got to get both right. I think it's safer there to say no.
So I think Texas's schedule sets them up to go back to the SEC championship game. And while Georgia's schedule is tougher than Texas's, it flips from last year where they had, like, of their five toughest games, I think four were on the road. They'll now have them all back at home.
Okay, the interesting thing to me about all of this, and by the way, I thought the best news yesterday to come out of SEC Media Days is what we talked about, which is it felt like a month ago maybe, like we were barreling towards this stupid playoff system whereby they would have 16-team playoff, but that the SEC and the Big Ten would get four guaranteed bids. Honestly, we know the whole, we know that college football is stacked and the whatever, but we don't want to literally see the rules be, it was one thing when you're like, oh, okay, the group of five, now group of six, whatever, is going to, we're going to give them one. Like, we know the deck has been stacked against them, but we don't want literally baked into the entire system a one-sided, you know.
If you go back to the start of the 14 playoff, the SEC and the Big Ten, if you made it a 16-team playoff, they would have four teams inside the top 16 every single time.
I mean, and so this whole thing was just totally stupid, but it offended our sensibilities and sports fans, this idea of giving automatic bids to four of the those each get four, then the others get three. It was offensive. And what's nice is that it appears that that, I don't know where we're going with we'll talk to fishermen next and get their trains. We got a train metaphors going, mm-hmm. but that train has slowed down, doesn't it?
Yes, feels like it absolutely.
It felt like that's where we were headed, and it was another thing that no one wanted, and now it feels like I can root for the SEC here. Now, the SEC, everyone is acting in their own self-interest, and I think the SEC is motivated by four isn't enough, right? Four is going to put
I really do think the ADs and the administration people, they wanted the Big Ten plan because it was more money and it was all that.
The coaches pushed
back. The coaches finally looked at it and were like,
yes, screw that. So anyway, so that was the best news. But the other thing that is interesting to me, how many different quarterbacks can you make an argument will be the best quarterback in the SEC? And not just imagine a scenario where the most the all SEC quarterback could be from this school, right?
Okay. All right. So let's go with the obvious ones first.
Okay.
Arch.
Yeah.
Nussmeier.
Clearly, like I was driving in today, and who was it who was talking about it? Someone on ESPN said, I believe Nussmeier is the best quarterback in college football. Now, you don't believe that, but if you
he
can't
tools,
imagine
he's toolsy as can
if
be.
If you can't imagine a scenario where he's the SEC first team all SEC, you don't have much of an imagination.
Yeah, no, I have no problem.
Yeah.
Again, he's not my cup of tea. With that being said, I can still acknowledge. I think DJ Lagway.
Clearly,
very
Lagway is
special.
Florida's best shot here at having not an exceptional season.
Again, not my cup of tea, but everyone, to your point of imagining it in college football, Lenore Sellers.
He's the hottest guy. He's everyone's. All the preview stories this year have been about Lenore Sellers.
Yeah, and what annoys me is Lagway is what people think Lenore is.
Okay, but fine. If you can't imagine it, everyone else is imagining it, so you got to put him on the list.
All right. Cultish, the question is, does he have to be SEC player of the year?
First or second team all SEC?
Okay, then I would put, I think Jackson Arnold, I think Oklahoma screwed up in thinking that Jackson was all their problems. I think he's a good player.
Okay, we're adding him to the list.
Correct. I think Austin Simmons could be on that list.
I mean, he's obviously a first-year starter. He's going to put up massive numbers.
Correct. Now, guys usually in year one of Kiffin's system are up and down. Like, they have a tendency that first year to be turnover prone. John Mateer, very much so.
Oh, 100%.
And they brought him in. Like, this is what they're banking on.
He is the answer there. He is going to be the salvation of that coaching staff. So now already we got 7 quarterbacks. And by the way, some of this is that we can imagine them all being great. Some of this is that none of them are definitively great.
100%.
You know what I mean? So
same logic. Topmeyer and I were talking about this on Friday. Bo Pribula.
I'm sorry, what did you who just said?
Bo Pribula, the Penn State kid that's down at Missouri. We can say that Drinkwitz's personality is grating and we don't like it. That's fine. He's pretty good coach.
Look at the track record.
Like he got production out of Connor Bazelak, Connor Cook. Pribula is going to be the most talented guy that he's had. There's a very much I can see where he winds up being that guy.
Well, the interesting thing is that Pavia is a guy who is perfect for Vandy, but I can't actually imagine him being one of the best two quarterbacks in the SEC.
With that being said,
I'm going to draw the line.
I think Cutler did go 5-6 and win player of the year.
He's not. He's a gutty, scrappy guy who's going to lift them to...
He's a cult hero.
But he's not...
Okay, so the other ones that I would... Do we want to say elite bus drivers? If so, Ty Simpson and Gunnar Stockton.
I think you have...
The quarterback of the best team.
You have to acknowledge they could be on the best teams, and therefore...
100%.
So that's two more.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to, you can't eliminate the Georgia quarterback and the Alabama quarterback.
And I guess, listen, I've watched him since his freshman year. I think he's a good player. I do not think that he's like some transcendent player. But if Marcel Reed, who's got great wheels, has the ability to throw, like if A&M has this dream season, it's probably going to be because he plays unbelievably.
Yeah, one of the sad things here is we've now named 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 quarterbacks and debated another.
Yes. Really, the exercise is
easier. And we haven't mentioned Tennessee.
Again, this was, I understood at the time what Heupel was doing. I did also sit there and go, he could regret that.
So what quarterbacks are we not putting on this list?
All right, Zach Calzada.
Yeah.
I don't have to watch him for the 58th time. Be not good. Blake Shapen. Joey Aguilar. Is that it?
That's it.
Talen Green's an interesting one where I can never see him being first or second team. I don't think the guy stinks. Like, I think Talen Green's better than the other guys I mentioned.
Right, but you're not putting him on this
correct
list. But that's the incredible unknown about this SEC season is...
which quarterbacks are going to hit.
And it's not... like, there's always which are going to hit, but there's a lot here who have the potential to be great, but we don't know that they are definitively great yet. Like, Arch is the perfect example of that. Nussmeier's another example of that. Like, who is going to be great in this group? I think it's you know, that to me is going to be the answer. Anyway, we got Tennessee, Georgia, Auburn, and Texas. You believe the SEC champion game representatives
yes,
are there
today?
Yes, I think
today. They're today. The toughest cut was Bama. I do think Bama could be. I think Bama's got everybody right where they want them. Not getting talked about, a lot of unrest. They've quietly added to the roster. I think they could be really good.
All right, we got some other things to bang through here because we've only done one out of our take one. Yeah, number two, did you see Nick Sirianni came to the defense of Jalen Hurts yesterday.
Mm.
See that? He said it's BS that anyone who says that, and I'm paraphrasing, anyone who says that the Eagles carried Jalen Hurts, not paying attention, total BS. Here's the thing. He had to defend him.
Yeah. What was he going to say?
His
quarterback.
This is just like last year when Brandon Bean had to say about Josh Allen. No, I don't think that was true when people said he was overrated. He had to say it's total BS.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. It's literally reacting to the same survey.
Change the name.
It's your GM or your coach defending you as they should. So there you go. Okay, what's next? Have you weighed in on the Teddy Bridgewater situation? Teddy Bridgewater is, of course, a high school coach in Miami, and he's been suspended for helping players, basically.
So we didn't get to it yesterday. It seems to me like what happened was Teddy started funding and helping out kids, and he got suspended for it.
Yes.
It feels like, I've told you this, these high school sports organizations are now what the NCAA was like 10 years ago. Like, it's
it
just
is
like
weird.
Like,
okay, here's the problem though, because I don't know. Let's just say right now that we learned that there was a coach at Ridgeway, right?
All right.
Who was, you know, paying for kids, you know, to get taking kids for dinner, helping them get food, paying for their Ubers,
mm-hmm.
paying for helping with their copays on their medical stuff, doing all this stuff for the kids. Okay, just being unbelievably generous. And not, I'm not talking about getting them a Lexus, right, or whatever else. I'm talking about helping them with life necessities and some nice things too. Maybe some clothes, whatever. Maybe some new, you know, cleats, whatever it is, like new stuff. But not paying their cell phone bill necessarily. Whatever. Not. Would and you were a coach of another team,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Forget the coach of another team. Should we look at that as, hey, good for him that he's pouring back into the community, or should we look at it as that's nice that he's pouring back into the community, but you're actually not allowed to do that, and so we got to come down on you and suspend you for doing that.
I mean, we have to have rules. Like, it's one of those ones where it's kind of also this matter. It's like, well, he could do all that, but he just can't coach. You know what I mean? He can help the school out. He can help the kids out. He can do all that. He just can't be the coach.
What can a school? I mean,
I mean, he can't be a booster, I guess. I'm telling you, it's rinse, repeat. You want to talk about, like, Brandon Bean and then with Sirianni being the same thing?
I mean, I hate these to come high down school and say you shouldn't be able to help kids who clearly, let's be honest, the kids that Teddy Bridgewater is helping do not have a lot, you know?
And by the way, it's also not like Northwestern, the high school that he coached, it's not like they've never had good players. It's not like the good players just showed up when Teddy got there.
Right.
Like
they've always had good players.
Correct.
It's not like, but even that, yeah. I mean, let's say that if it's known that this coach at this school does this, and all of a sudden kids from other schools start transferring there.
But like the other thing is like,
is it a bad?
The itemized thing that I saw, like he was buying like stuff for the band. Like it.
Yeah. It's. I think in the end, I don't know.
I think this is the problem. Do I think that I have a moral problem with anything he did? Absolutely not.
I applaud him.
I think it's also one of those situations where everyone at the school knows, like, hey, we got to figure out a way to do this.
Well, so many things, the problem here is that he put it on social media.
Right.
I mean, honestly, if you just do it quietly,
yep.
Then no one, whatever. Then here's what happened. Coaches at other schools would be grumbling about it. They'd say, you believe
how
this?
How do you think they got there?
Yeah, whatever. But the truth of the matter is he'd be doing it and it would be fine. And all would be well. Modest NFL. Oh, let's do the next number. Yeah, modest NFL news. Jets sign Garrett Wilson, 4 years, $130 million.
It was the first contract I'd seen in a while. I was like, well, that's a pretty reasonable number.
Seems like a great thing.
Yeah.
Seems like a great thing for the Jets. I don't know why, if you're a Jets fan, you wouldn't celebrate.
No, that to me, like
locking up a guy who's a stud. And honestly, if you want to go back and if you want to feel skeptical about Aaron Rodgers, among the most ridiculous things of his season last year,
not liking Garrett Wilson.
He didn't like Garrett Wilson.
He didn't know how to. He didn't see the field like he did.
If only
he would have seen the field like Randall Cobb.
Okay, and last one. I like this from Bianca at the Daily Memphian. Did you see there's a new subdivision?
Yeah, so it's at the corner of Bailey Station and Wolf River.
Bray.
And Wolf River?
Bray Street or Bray something meets Wolf River.
That's a Dave Matthews
Boulevard.
Song.
And we talk about, by the way, how we never, like, tell me the name of any of these shopping centers.
Yeah.
I got no idea what's what. They all just have names, whatever. Like,
okay, I can name Eastgate, and Poplar Plaza.
Is Eastgate the one here on Poplar and
Park? Yeah, it's the one like in between Park and Poplar.
Fresh Market's there?
Yeah.
That's Eastgate. Okay, and what's the other one?
Poplar Plaza. I live by there, so I can
What's
name
the it. One where, what's the one where Mr. B's used to be that George would talk about?
No, that's not Regalia.
Regalia is where Ocala is.
Care for
shopping.
I think I'm saying that right. R.I.P. Mr. B's. God, I miss Mr. B.
The subdivisions also have like names.
Of course,
you want to just roll your eyes. And I was wondering, it's Bray Station and Wolf River Boulevard. And so the name of this
Bray Wolf
is Bray Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And as Bianca wrote on the Daily Memphian's early word, and with that name, it may also be the eighth new kingdom in Game of Thrones. Yeah. Bray Wolf. Bray Wolf 100% should be the eighth new kingdom in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Listen, Jeff, a lot of my friends, good friends out there, are real estate agents.
Uh-huh.
We can't let them do marketing.
You don't like Bray Wolf.
This is... Someone, when Mark was living in Germantown, he was like, yeah, I was talking with a real estate agent. And are you familiar with NOPO? And I was like, wait, what?
NOPO. Tell me, what is NOPO?
Basically, it's the part of Germantown north of Poplar. And I...
NOPO.
I just told him, I go, first off, fire your real estate agent. I was like, my parents have lived there for most of my adult life. I've never heard that once.
NOPO. Anyway, welcome to Bray Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful Bray Wolf. Life is going to be good and easy. The living's going to be easy.
I guarantee there will be some castles in that bad boy. There will be some square footage.
In Bray Wolf. And by the way, if you ever own a home in Bray Wolf
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking of selling it, I called Josh Heisa.
The real estate agents. No, no po from him.
Keller Williams Realty. You could live anywhere, honestly, and you should contact Josh Heisa from Keller Williams Realty. Among other things, if you are thinking about, I was driving along yesterday, and I got a text. I don't look at my phone while I was texting, so it was only when I stopped, of course.
Of course.
From my son, Andrew, and when I'm driving. And it said, this guy contacted me weirdly asking if you want to sell your home. He said, I don't know why he contacted me. And I said, well, send me the contact. Let me see who. And it was some random guy. It was just some random, hey, this may be odd, but do you want to sell your home? I'll make you an instant cash offer. And what you know about those calls is they're going to lowball you. That's the whole point of it, right? The whole point of it is to get you to sell your home for less than it's worth. And in some ways it's tempting because in the market, the way it is right now, interest rates are high and the market's kind of uncertain, and it is tempting to take an instant cash offer. You don't have to pour money to fixing up your home. You don't have to have open houses. You don't have to have showings, any of that stuff. But if that's the way you want to go, Josh Heisa and the team at Keller Williams Realty is who you should contact. Because here's what will happen. Josh will come out to your home. He will make you an offer for full market value. Same convenience as those unsolicited offers, but will pay you significantly more. Just, he lives here, man. He doesn't want you to be ripped off. Again, it's Josh Heisa and the team at Keller Williams Realty. If you want to get in touch with them, and you should, it's joshhasthebuyers.com. That's right, joshhasthebuyers.com. When we come back, we'll talk to Chris Harrington, then Fishman. It's Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It is the Jeff Calkins Show on a Tuesday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.